Good evening and welcome to Agar Meditation. Today we have another special topic, Happiness is Meditation. This is relevant today and has been relevant in the past as well, because there is a huge confusion about what exactly is happiness. If you look at all the influences that have come from the West, which has been unfortunately the source of a lot of our mental states, happiness has always been projected as a result of what we accomplish or what we get. But honestly, happiness is primarily the very source of everything that we can accomplish. We need to start with happiness and we need to always be in happiness. So we cannot pursue happiness. There is nothing to be in pursuit of happiness. Even there is a movie title, In Pursuit of Happiness. But happiness itself is just a state of being. It's not something that you get into. It's not something that you can get from anywhere. It is not an outcome. Happiness is primarily the source of everything. And I call happiness as meditation. It's primarily because when you're happy, everything comes to a standstill. Before we begin, there's a small experiment that we can try at this moment. While many of you are still settling into today's meditation, you might have your mind working, thoughts still buzzing in the mind. And now while you're sitting, I just want you to smile and see what happens to your thoughts. When you smile, your thoughts simply vanish. That really is happiness. And that's why I call happiness as meditation. But people find it extremely difficult and challenging to be happy because they are so caught up with being unhappy, so caught up in their fears, so caught up in their past that they forget to be happy. And then they have to attend a therapeutic session to experience or explore what happiness is all about. Well, happiness is meditation and meditation is happiness. They both are just one and the same. There is no difference, which is why I ask you to always sit in meditation on a daily basis so that you can experience happiness. All those people who have been browsing social media, unfortunately, it's pleasure, it's not happiness. And it does reduce your happiness quotient, and it increases your serotonin and dopamine levels every time you browse, so you kind of get addicted to it. So the easiest way that you can get out of it is to sit in meditation, or is to smile at people, to appreciate people. So to appreciate people, it's very simple. Look at their shoes, appreciate their shoes, look at their what they're wearing, appreciate it. Look at their eyeglasses. Look at their hairband or the color of their hair. Whatever you can appreciate, their height, whatever, you can always appreciate something in other people. And that can immediately bring your serotonin and dopamine levels up. Happiness increases with sharing. Happiness increases with giving. But none of these seem easy to people. That's because the first thing that consumes them is, what will people think? And so you don't even attempt to take the first step. So here it is, our Agar meditation to experience happiness in meditation. So let us begin with the Maypole meditation. We'll do it slightly differently in the middle. In the beginning, it's going to be the same. Imagine, think, visualize, or feel that you are sitting in a golden circle of light. The size of this circle is as wide as your outstretched arms with fingers extended. Those who are not able to visualize this golden circle of light, you can tell yourself, I'm sitting in a golden circle of light. You can speak to yourself if you're not able to visualize, if you're not able to think it. You can talk to yourself and say, I am sitting in a golden circle of light, and the size of the circle is as wide as my fingers extended, with my arms stretched out and my fingers extended. In front of you, think, imagine, visualize or feel another golden circle of light. Both of these are touching each other but without overlapping one another. And now imagine your guru, your God, or a person with whom you're always happy in this circle opposite your own. And now think, imagine, visualize or feel a golden beam of sunlight connecting from the base of the other person's spine to the base of your spine. This is required for you and the other person to exist with mutual trust. And now think, imagine or visualize a second beam of sunlight traveling up the base of the other person's spine and up and out of the other person's head. And then feel a third beam of sunlight traveling up from the base of your spine up and out of the top of your head, and project both of these beams to the apex of the triangle, to the higher consciousness, which is common to all of us. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you its relaxing energies. At the same time, bring your hands together in Namaskara Mudra. Point your fingers towards the other person. Breathe in the relaxing energy your higher consciousness is sending you. As you breathe out, direct it to the other person. Breathe in this relaxing energy. Let it fill your entire being. As you breathe out, direct it to the other person. Breathe in this relaxing energy and breathe out the relaxing energy to the other person. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through your side of the triangle its healing energies. Breathe in this healing energy. Let it fill your entire being. As you breathe out, direct the healing energy to the other person. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, direct the cleansing and purifying energies to the other person. At the same time, pray. May all that the higher consciousness knows that is required for all negative energies, negative thoughts, negative memories, negative experiences to get cleansed, be provided to the other person. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through your side of the triangle its strengthening energy. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, direct the strengthening energy to the other person. now. Ask your higher consciousness to send you through the ribbon its unconditional love through your side of the triangle. Breathe in this unconditional love from your side of the triangle. As you breathe out, direct it to the other person. Slow down, visualize the other person's face, and then send this unconditional love to the other person. Come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes when you're ready. There is no happiness in getting. Happiness is only from giving. When you're happy, you want to give more. If you want to experience happiness, you need to share. The last thing that is of value to share is money. You need to share your shoulder, you need to share your strength, you need to share your support, you need to share wisdom, you need to share knowledge, you need to share resources such as clothing, food. These are the things to be shared. You need to share help, connect people so they can benefit from one another. There are so many different ways one can help a single or a group of people. There's much happiness to experience with the ways that you can explore. But one must do it, or else it doesn't take time for a person to become lonely. Loneliness is one of the worst things that happens to human beings. That's because we feel our communication is judged. We feel our ways and mannerisms are judged. Of course they are judged. So what? It simply does not matter. You just are who you are to be. If you really wanted to improve upon yourselves, you would have. But the very fact that you are the way you are, it's because either that's the way you are being, or you're too lazy to change. Which is always something that I say, that you are consciously, willfully, and deliberately being the way you are, or you're simply being careless. Either ways, it's of no use to anybody. Their judgment of you is only to while away their productive time. And your judgment of others is to while away your productive time. But to ponder over others' judgment of you is simply a waste of time. There is no need for you to ponder about others' judgment of you. It is absolutely okay for other people to judge you. You must get over other people's judgment of you. And the easiest way to do that is to smile. When people say you're wrong, you can tell them you're right. Because that's what you think. That's not what I become. It is a little difficult in the beginning because those people who are not used to getting your replies get infuriated when you tell them that you are right, because that kills any kind of argument. They're angry with themselves. They don't know how to handle that anger, so they try to throw the anger at you. But more and more you practice telling people that their thinking is right and serves them right because that's the way they choose to be, the easier it becomes. The happier you are, and the lesser you get into confrontation. It's important for you to practice being happy, because anger, hatred, envy, jealousy are the worst diseases. And these emotions manifest as physical symptoms, some of which are life-threatening. I have been studying people with cancers for many, many years. And with everyone who has cancer, I have two questions. When did it start? Is my first question. And when they announced the year, I asked them what happened a year or two before. And they all have a story to tell. A story of trauma, a story of suffering, a story of anger, hatred, disgust, a story of deep unhappiness. And all of them are to do with relationships. It's unfortunate how people get affected so easily and throw away their happiness for something so trivial as something that is temporary. It's important for you to stay happy no matter what. Because when you get stressed, you can't meditate. When you're unhappy, you can't meditate. When you're judging others, you can't meditate. You have to always practice being happy. And that's the only way. With this, let us start a second simple meditation, which I've always practiced and always have taught many people. We're going to practice this again to experience happiness. But this time, it's going to be a little challenging. I just want you to do as I'm asking you to do. Please do not try to be creative. Think, imagine, visualize, or feel that you are standing in a large field. This field is filled with green grass. The grass is soft on your feet. And around you, you see beautiful, colorful, fresh, fragrant, blossomed flowers. Countless of them, all around you. All of them around your waist high. And in front of you, I want you to think of all those people whom you believe love you and whom you believe you love. Think of all these people. As these people appear in front of you, just grab a few of these flowers, hold them between in front of your chest. Take a deep breath, smelling the fragrance of these flowers. As you breathe out, directed to them. Watch as these flowers just float their way to that person's arms. It's not your responsibility to see them collect those flowers. You just have to send it to them. So every time you breathe in, collect more and more flowers. And as you breathe out, direct these flowers to that other person. And now, think of all your friends, relatives, acquaintances, your family members, as they appear, just start sending these flowers to them. Experience the happiness of giving these flowers. Do not force it upon yourself. If it is difficult, accept it. Don't fight it. Think of your spouse, if you're married. If you aren't, then think of anybody who is very close to you. It could even be your parents or your siblings, and send these flowers to them. And now stand in front of a mirror. Imagine you're standing in front of a mirror. Look at your own reflection and send the flowers to you, to yourself. Come back to conscious awareness and slowly open your eyes. I would like to have some feedback. Can someone tell me how you felt when you did this practice? Yes, Rashi?
So for me, it was a very, very emotional moment. I'm actually in tears. Giving flowers to all my loved ones. And it was as if they are so happy coming and collecting it from me. They were really excited to come towards me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now if you can speak the same sentence without using the word me, without using me.
What I saw was everybody was just waiting to receive the flowers. There was happiness in their eyes. There was a kind of excitement and there was real, real happiness in them.
Excellent. Very nice.
I saw the glint in their eyes and I mean each one, and it made me very, very emotional.
Very good. Very good. What stops you from practicing it every day? Nothing actually. I think you're muted, Rashi.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so nothing actually stops you from practicing it every day, isn't it?
Yes, sir. I'll do this.
Good.
It's beautiful.
Yes. Yes, Raghavendra.
So when initially you asked to imagine one coming and passing on the flower, initially for couple, I think I was able to see the form, and then it all became formless. And then I was trying to see myself in the mirror also, it just melted. And afterwards it was all blank.
Okay.
It's just happiness. I mean, not able to describe in words, but yeah, it all went formless, and it was so, I'm not able to get that word for that expression, but it's so calming and yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. Anybody else?
Namaste.
Yes.
I'm still feeling the fragrance of the jasmine flower around me, and I'm still feeling the freshness of the air and the soothing experience of the greenery. Even now I'm feeling that that fragrance of smell is around me.
So beautiful. So beautiful. The mind is such a powerful tool. God has given this tool, and He's along with it given us the intelligence to use it. He has given us everything that we need. But it's unfortunate that we use the mind, rather misuse and abuse the mind. And we misuse and abuse our ability to manifest. We manifest what we don't want, and then we suffer. And then we want remedy. And when we get the remedy, we consume the remedy, whether it is medicine or whether it is therapy. And once we get better, we continue the abuse. We go back to where we came from. This is what we have done to ourselves lifetime after lifetime. Even our own predecessors, the previous generations, if you see all of them, there has been a lot of pain and suffering. It does not have to be like that. Life is a challenge, but life is not a problem. And challenges are required for us to grow, are required for us to understand our reality. How powerful are we really? How can we be as God is? I remember many years ago, when I returned from Rishikesh, I received a letter for Krishna Janmashtami, and the Muniji had written very profound words. He said that Krishna was born in a jail, in a prison, and soon after birth he was separated from his parents. And soon after he was separated from his parents, he had to grow up with his foster mother. And then he had to kill his own uncle. And so many people, so many demons, when he was a toddler, an infant, tried to poison and kill him. And through all of these challenges, which is not even a minuscule percentage of what we go through, we don't go through even a minuscule of what he went through. And with all that, he refused to let go of that smile. And if you looked at all the masters, most of them did not use their spiritual powers. They lived as humans, only to come here and show how to live as humans. So if Krishna could hold on to his smile and be as happy as ever, what are the odds for us to be happy? Is it so difficult after all? It is just the habit of staying out of happiness that has consumed us, that happiness itself seems alien. Today, it's become a psychological symptom where when one is happy, they question, how long is this happiness going to last? Because sadness, stress, restlessness, anxiety have become more familiar, that when happiness comes, you wonder how long is it going to stay. And when it goes away, you are comfortable in your sadness, in your apathy. Though happiness is just not a state of mind, but a state of being, unfortunately, to rediscover it, we have to practice it. We have to practice giving so we can once again discover happiness that is our true nature, not our identity. It's our nature. It's who we really are. As proof, If you are mothers or fathers, you can imagine the time when you held your newborn infant in your hands. How did you feel? That's what they truly are. And that's what they did to you. If that is what they did to you, you can just imagine that that's what you did to your parents too. That's your real identity. That's where your strength lies. That's where your power lies. With happiness, everything can be achieved, can be accomplished. In meditation, one thought simply manifests. So it's necessary to be happy always, but not to be in pursuit of happiness. Are there any questions? All right. So let's get to another simple meditation, again to experience happiness. The beauty of this is that when you're happy, the mind switches off. The mind is alive in complaints. The mind is alive in judgments. The mind is alive in gossip. The mind is alive and active in pain. But when you are in love and when you are happy, the mind does not find itself. It loses itself. Which is why it is necessary to always experience love and to experience happiness. So let us once again experience this happiness. Again, sit straight. Every thought that occurs in your mind, all you have to do is to just smile at it. And just observe what happens to the thought. Do not follow it. Every thought that occurs, whether it is a thought out of stress, out of restlessness, anxiety, worry, any reminder that is hitting your head of what you should have done, what you should do in the future, maybe tomorrow or later tonight, whatever thought occurs, just smile at it and observe what happens. Keep smiling at every thought, at every memory. Don't lose yourself to your memory. Move your arms, move your legs. Come back, open your eyes. Now, can someone share your feedback? What happened? Yes, Raghunandan.
Maybe should have the meditation to stop the smile. Of somebody it just happened that initially, I think few came, maybe one or two, then I became smiley ball. Then I was just looking at the entire globe and it just became a smiley ball, and it, from then on it's continuous. There is nothing to stop.
Very good. Smile. But what happens to the thoughts? What happened to the thoughts?
This is vanish. I mean, after that, there is no thought. So it's
very important.
And the mind is also stuck.
That's very
it's like this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, Brinda.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
There have been certain thoughts which I, or some people whom I try to avoid.
Uh-huh.
But here, when I started smiling, now when I recollect those situations or those people, I feel so much comfortable, and I feel some big burden has been lifted off my shoulders. Thank you very much for this.
Excellent. Most of it is our notion, our imagination. Life is not as difficult as it seems.
Yes, this one proved to me. I really had difficult time past 1 week, but I didn't know it was very simple. Thank you very much for this.
Thank you.
This is really great helping.
Very nice. Yes, Rashi.
Sir, I realized very nicely that, you know, we fabricate our thoughts.
Yes.
And, you know, we just get them in front of us, and I wanted to, you know, stop them. And because of the smile meditation, I think I could, you know, just do that. I could stop those thoughts, and I could actually focus on the center.
You know, we have to.
Okay,
Sorry to cut you, but here is something that I want to correct, not only in you, but everyone who communicates. Remove the I. When the only thing that you do is smile. When I smiled, thoughts stopped. You didn't stop the thoughts. When you smiled,
when
you smiled, isn't that what happened? When you smiled, thoughts stopped. Am I correct?
Yes.
It's so important to remove this I, because it is the source of all trouble. All right? In any communication, remove as much of yourself as you can. Practice communication with very little of I. The only time the I should come is when you need to correct yourself. That's the only time I should come. At all other times, practice removing the I from the communication.
Sure, sir. That's a nice one. Actually, when you do not say I think it lifts off a lot of burden also from you.
You feel. The other thing is, you also become the center of everyone's attention, and everybody is looking very closely at when are you going to slip, when are you going to make a mistake. So you're calling for a lot of attention, unnecessary attention. So remove as much as I as you can, so that you can always focus on learning. When I smile, thoughts just stopped. So now I realize that I just have to smile, and thoughts wouldn't occur. But the moment you say, I stopped the thoughts, your mind will ask you, oh, really? Let's try this. And it will bring you a thought which will not go away, and it will just prevent you from smiling. So don't try the mind, you will lose. So the best thing to do is to stop using as much I as possible. Don't call the mind. Are there any other questions, comments, experiences that people want to share? Anyone else?
One more takeaway from today's session is, we abuse the mind by using it in a wrong way. So that is another takeaway from me. We have got this gift, and we should use it in a better way. and not by, you know, abusing it.
Use it. There's nothing called a better way. Use it. Don't misuse it. Don't abuse it. Just use it. When you don't need to use the mind, just keep give work to the mind. You know, when I was young, I'm sure you all would have listened to this story. When I was young, I listened to this story that Aladdin had a lamp, and he found a lamp and he rubbed the lamp and out came a genie. And this genie told him, "Master, I'm here to serve you, but on one condition. If you stop giving me work, I will eat you up." So Aladdin first told the genie to do something, and the genie, in just a flick of a finger, finished the work and said, "Accomplished, master." Then he told the genie, "Go around the world 100 times," and the genie just did that in a flick of a second and said, "Done, master, I have gone around the world 100 times. Finally, Aladdin had to tell the genie, "I want you to catch your tail." And the genie didn't know where the tail was, because the genie did not have a shape. All right, so the genie kept going around itself, and Aladdin was happy because he kept the genie busy with itself. So when you don't have anything else to do, you just have to focus on your breathing. Just observe your breathing, and that will keep the mind busy. Think of the mind as the genie. The genie can manifest anything you want, just like the mind can manifest anything you want. So it's important for you to think of the mind as the genie and always put it to work. When you put the genie to work, then the genie will really serve you when in need. So you can call the genie only when you need it. You need to practice. You need to practice always keeping the mind healthily occupied. And the way you do that is what we discussed in the last meditation. You just have to breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Just keep focusing on your breathing. And you will see that within a short span, the mind will just be in your grasp. You will be so quiet within. So just practice. This is what the Yoga Shastras say. It says, Dirgha Kala Nairantarya Satkara, which means that Dirgha Kala, for a lengthy period of time, Nairantarya, without stopping. You just can't afford to stop. The day you stop, the mind will take control. So you have to be in charge to prevent the mind from taking control. That's what you need to do. It's simple, but it's not easy. It's because we forget that we need to do the practice. And when you're doing the practice, there's so many distractions that get to us. So practice every day, practice all the time. And with this, we end with today's session. Thank you so much for attending this session. So before we end, any last comments that anyone has? Good.
I want one.
Yes.
I
yes.
want one tips from you, doctor.
Yes.
But can I send a message in the group so that you can answer it later?
Of course, you can.
It is related. Yeah, it is related to my mind only. So okay. That's why I need your help.
How to solve
the problem?
Yeah, if it is impersonal, then you can send it in the Agar meditation group. If it is personal, you can send it to my number. You can choose how you would want to send it to me.
It is actually not too personal. It is a kind of general kind of thing. That may help me others also. So I will ask in the group only.
Sure. You can do that. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you all for today's session. Let's connect again next Saturday. I'll be connecting. Next Saturday is what? Today is 17th. It'll be 24th. I'll be connecting from Calcutta. So let's connect again next Saturday. Until then, have a beautiful weekend and have a beautiful week ahead.